of lecture 5, and I've incorporated the paper of Clarence in it. Okay, so it's everything is included there. Okay, so it's more convenient to read, and I hope it's correct. Okay. And the lecture 6 is what I'm going to talk today. Okay, you have the papers? No. Okay. I would like to convince you that Hermitian K-theory is simple. Okay? Because maybe you got the impression after all these 5 lectures that it requires a lot of technology, it's complicated, and so on. Okay? So let me give you a definition of Hermitian K-theory in terms of A1 homotopy, if you want. Okay? Which is very nice, but it works only if A is regular Noetherian, so this was a definition which was due to Villa-Mayor and myself, and which is the reference is KD. Okay. In the microphone is on. Maybe I don't speak enough loudly. Is it okay? Yes. Okay. So the idea somehow it's the following. If you start with a ring A, you can associate a simplicial ring. A star which sends the R simplex to, let's say, the orthogonal group, or epsilon, of A star. So when I take orthogonal group, I mean the 3 variants of orthogonal groups. Okay. But since, this works only if there is lambda, such that lambda plus lambda bar equal 1. So in fact, there is just essentially 1 orthogonal group. Okay. So this is a simplicial group. Which is not abelian, and the theorem is that in fact KQn epsilon of A is just pi n minus 1 of this simplicial group. This is in fact a consequence of the same statement for K theory, which is due to Quillen, that KNA is pi n minus 1 of GL of A star. But you can do even better. You can, if you look at the definitions, you can define 2 functors from rings to rings. When I say regular Noetherian, I have to generalize a little bit. I shall take more generally K-regular rings. Okay, something which behaves well with respect to polynomial extensions. Okay, and the operation I'm going to define are stable under these considerations. So let us define the following functor to ring A and associate the ring xx minus 1 e of x, the ring without unit, which I call omega A. So if you want that the ring of polynomials such that P of 0 equals P of 1 equals 0. So that's a model, if you want, of the affine line, but contractible. You kill the base point. Okay? So this is functor omega A, and of course, there is another functor which I defined already, which is a suspension, SA, and then you can define KPQ groups or KQ PQ groups of A epsilon to be the KQ group 0 of omega p sq of A. And the theorem is that in fact these KPQ groups are just isomorphic in a canonical way to KQ p minus q epsilon of A. Again, assuming a regular noetherian, and two invertibles, if you want. Okay. And so, if you look at this point of view, then all the construction I've made, for example, the V theory, the U theory, and so on, can be expressed in terms of rings. Okay, you can define Vn of A as the KQ group of a certain ring, KQ0 of a certain ring, which I led you to guess, okay? And so on for Un. Okay. So the theory, if you take this point of view, comes very elementary because we are just to work with modules over suitable rings. So in other words, we don't need for that the plus construction and we don't need neither the Menes construction. What I call the Menes construction is this technology with flat bundles. Okay? But one disadvantage of that is, of course, that we have to assume irregular noetherian. Okay? If you, so it's not as general as we would like. Okay. Another remark I would like to say before starting the lecture is a relation, it's a discussion with Fabien about this V group. Okay, this V group, which looks a little bit mysterious. Remember that this V group was a relative term in an exact sequence. Okay, like this. So the remark is the following, that if A is a field, let's call it F, of characteristic different from 2, then V1 of F, which I call simply V of F, is just, if I'm not mistaken, the group which Fabien introduced yesterday, just the smallest one, which is K1 minor Vit of F. By the way, the KQ group, to get the notation straight, is also the Grothendieck V group. So in fact, when I write my paper, I'm hesitating between the notation KQ and the notation GW. Okay? I prefer KQ because there is K theory in it. On the other hand, GW, there is a Grothendieck in it. Okay? So, but I prefer to follow this notation because this notation in Bach's book, okay, KQ of okay. So how do you prove this remark? Well, you just have to analyze this exact sequence. What is this exact sequence? What is KQ1 of a field first? Well, this is Z over 2 cross F star divided by F star square. That's the old result, which has been proved by, I think, many people. Wiedermeyer and myself, also Iman Bass. Okay. And the map from KQ1 of F, so it's Z over 2 cross F star over F star square. So this group is given by the determinant, and this is given by the spinorial norm. That's what you get, these two invariants. Okay? And the map to K1 of F, which is F star, is of course 0 on F star over F star square, and that's V over 2 in plus or minus 1 in F star. Okay? So you go on, you have V of F, then you have the Grothendieck with group, and you have V, which is K theory of F. Okay? Now, it is very easy to show that in fact there is a cultive diagram. You have the Wied group, you have Z over 2, and you have a map, a vertical map like this. So the kernel of the second map is a fundamental ideal, I, and I claim this diagram is Cartesian. So in other words, the kernel of the map from ZW of F to Z is equal to I. It's a well-known result. Okay. So to summarize, the exact sequence becomes the following. Plus or minus one. F star divided plus or minus one. V of F and I. And zero. Okay. And if you look carefully, that's exactly the group defined by Fabien, because what you have is what was the group K1 minor bit of F, if I'm not mistaken. So you have a map going to what was the map? F star going. Yeah, you have a map going to K1 minor. No, sorry, K1 minor bit, yeah, it's F star. No, sorry, it's a Cartesian product, so you take K1 minor of F, and you go to I, so this is F star, and you go to F star over F star square, I over I square, quite the same. Okay. And then you have I. Okay. But now you have V of F in the middle, like that. So what is the map from V of F to F star? You have to remember that V of F was defined in terms of triples, E, G1, G2, where E is a vector space, and G1 and G2 are two quadratic forms, or two symmetric bilinear forms, and you send this to the determinant of G1 inverse G2. So that's the map. Okay. And so why this diagram is Cartesian? Well, of course, as Fabien said, this is just F star divided by F star square. And so the kernel is F star square. But F star square is just the same as F star divided by plus or minus 1. Okay. Okay, and you get a Cartesian square. So you see that this V of F is also the K1 minor V. Okay. So that's just a simple example of this group. In fact, I suspect to discuss with Fabien about it, but there is a cup product of V of F cross V of F in KQ2 minus 1 of F, and I suspect that this is just K2 minor bit of F. But I don't know if this is Markovician proof. Okay, that's. And you have also another cup product from the conjecture, that there should be a map from the direct sum of all the kn, k to n. Of course, you have a map from k to n minor bit of f to k to n minus 1 to the n kq. So. So there should be such a map. Okay? And also a map from k to n plus 1, minor v of f, to v to n plus 1 with a sign of symmetry minus 1 to the n minus 1 of f. So that's more or less the question. Yeah, if you tell me that it is a universal and you have enough top products, then it works, then it's true. But, yeah, okay. But I've not checked carefully your argument, okay, so I have to look at your paper. Yes. Because if I understand well, it's enough to check the Steinberg relations, so then it is true. Okay. Yeah. So if I have some time at the end of the lecture, I will say you why we have this, okay? But, okay. So this is, if you want, the analog of the map going from Kn minor of F to Kp quillen, okay? And then you have the same thing with Kq, so you have Kp minor V of F, and here you have something which is either Kq2p or V to Kqp or Vp, okay, depending of the parity of p. Okay, this is what's happening. So if I have some time, I will explain this. This is defined. This is. I'm going to talk about negative degrees now. Okay. So what I want to do today is just give a sketch of a very nice theory on arbitrary rings by arbitrary, I mean not necessarily Noetherian, regular, or non, and maybe two is not invertible, okay, which I call the stabilized vid group. So I need a notation for that. I call Wn of A. And I call this a stabilized vid group. So let me list the properties of this theory. But before, maybe I should start with a remark that the classical vid group is not nice. What I mean by nice is that you don't have, for example, if you have an exact sequence of rings, doesn't have nice formal properties. So for example, if you have an exact sequence of rings like that, then you don't have an exact sequence of the vid group. In general. It's a case where the ring has no unit. I define the W of A as the W of the ring with unit added, and you take the kernel as usual in C-star algebras. So it's not nice. Okay, so what should be nice? So that's, so let me give the axioms, okay? And we check the axioms later on, okay? So in fact, it's just in the page 1, in the notes. So the axiom number 1 is exactness, exactly what we need. So which means that if you have an exact sequence of rings, like that, then you have an exact sequence of stabilized vid groups. No. No, they are not nice. What is nice is a KH theory of Weibull. For the KH theory of Weibull, yes. Yeah. So the Quine theory has, is not very nice because you don't have excision, for example, things like this. Okay, so this is in contrast, this means things very difficult to compute, in fact. Okay. And, well, for example, if you, in fact, I have two hats. One other hat working in topological case theory. In topological case theory, we don't have this question because in operator algebras, you have excision and therefore things are much nicer. Okay. But anyway, I want to be closer to topological case theory. So we have exactness. The second very striking axiom is periodicity, which is that Wn script of A is homomorphic to Wn plus 2 minus epsilon of A. This implies, of course, for periodicity. Of the stabilized group. So the third axiom is invariance by nilpotent extension. In short, it means that if I is a nilpotent ring, of course without unit, then the Wied groups, stabilized Wied groups, are zero. So you don't see the nilpotence. The four is homotopy invariant. But this is if one is split in A, which is the terminology I take now, which means that there exists lambda in the center. I don't know if this is necessary, okay, but it's necessary, sorry. It's false otherwise, for general rings. So if you have, so what is homotopy invariance? It says that Wn of A is homomorphic to stable Wn of A of X. Okay. And the fourth axiom, the fifth axiom, which I call normalization, of course, you can take zero. Until now, you can take zero. Okay, it's not so interesting. Okay, so you want something which tells you that the theory is not empty. And the theory is the following. There is a map, theta, from the classical Wied group to the stabilized Wied group. Okay. Which has two properties. First, if you tensor by Z1/2 then you get the same group. And the second, which is more important, is that if A is regular noetherian, and if n is negative, then we get Balmer's Wied group. So Balmer's Wied group were defined for irregular noetherian and two invertible, I guess. Okay. So we don't assume two invertible. Okay. So you can view the stabilized Wied group as a generalization of Balmer's Wied group in two directions. 2 is not very invertible, and A is not regular. Where? if 2 is invertible. And I think you assume A smooth, no? You do not assume A regular Noetherian? No, okay, so let's. So this is axioms, okay? Yeah. Maybe I should add a consequence of this axiom that a remark that if A is a sister algebra, then we get topological case, in fact, Wn up to 2 torsion. So Wn1 of A, cancelled by Z1 half, is the topological case theory of A. So up to 2 torsion, we get the topological case theory of C-star algebras. Okay. We take the involution defined by the C-star, by the star operator. Okay. Yeah, okay. So let's sketch the, what is the definition? Well, the definition is very simple. We, in fact, essentially due to Thomasson. It's an idea of Thomasson. Thomasson defined periodic case theory by inverting the Bott element. Okay? And we do exactly the same gadget, but instead of going to the left, we go to the right. So in other words, we take the KQ group, and we take the cup product with our famous Bott element, KQn minus 2 minus epsilon 3. You remember that yesterday I defined this cup product using Clouen's ID. Okay? So if we don't use Clouen's ID, then you have to assume 2 invertible, something like that. And so we can iterate this procedure, and by definition, script Wn is a collimate of the sequence. In fact, I think an analogous idea has been done by Ornbostel in a different spirit, I guess. That's your theory you call KT, I guess. Yeah. So that's essentially KTN of Ornbostel. Now, you see, you take the direct limit of KQ groups, but for N negative. Essentially, after a certain stage, n it becomes negative. And we know that KQn for n negative satisfies excision. Okay? And therefore, the direct limit also. So in other words, if we have an exact sequence of rings, then you have an exact sequence of stabilized V groups. Another remark is that the Bott element is zero on K theory, and therefore is the same limit, collimit, of the V group. You get exactly the same thing. So we have checked the first axiom, okay? Check exactness. Periodicity is by definition. We have done all what we need. What about homotopy invariance? Now, if 2 is invertible, it is a well-known theorem that the Wiedl group is periodic, is an homotopy invariant. This was proved by me a long time ago, and there is a simple proof by Oyang-Guren in the list of references. But you assume 2 invertibles. But if you look at the proof, in fact, you just did that. Okay? So, it's enough to assume that 1 is split in A. You have to look at the proof concretely, and I sketch, in fact, the argument at the end of the paper. Just a lemma 6-9, you see. The key point of the proof, the key technical point, is the following, that if you have nu, which is important, and self-adjoint, then 1 plus nu t can be written as gamma of t star gamma of t. So it's like a square root, if you want. Okay. If 2 is invertible, then it's just a square root of 1 minus 1 plus nu t. If you take the square root of 1 plus nu t, that makes the job. Okay? If 2 is invertible. Because by the binomial coefficients are divisible by denominators to the power of 2. Okay? But here it's a little bit more subtle because don't assume 2 invertible. Okay? So you have to be a little bit more careful, and the proof is in 5 lines in the paper. Okay? For example, it implies that W of F4 of X is morphic W of F4. Will you take the non-trivial evolution on F4? Okay? So it's not, 2 is not invertible in F4. Okay? So F4 with a non-trivial evolution. What? Yes, it's a big of F4 with evolution, yes. The evolution is implicit in my notation. Well, it's implicit, I said. Okay. You know, I mean, many authors put sigma here, so where sigma is evolution and so on. So I don't want to make things more complicated than it deserves. Okay. So the homotopy invariance now is clear because Wn, well, you see, well, you have to, for example, W0 of A is just a collimate of W0 going to W minus 2 and so on. But these are, if you make a ring of polynomials, sorry. And so on. But we know that the Wiedl groups, W0 is an homotopy invariant, but W minus 2, for example, is a Wiedl group of the double suspension, and the double suspension of A of X is equal to S2 of A of X. And therefore there is no problem for homotopy invariance. So what about normalization now? So here I have to use an exact sequence, which was in my lecture 4. I hope you have worked on lecture 4 during the weekend. So it's at the end of lecture 4. You have an exact sequence with 12 terms. the reference is 4, 7. Okay. And let me just write the first terms. So you have W n plus 2 minus epsilon. I drop the ring for simplicity. Okay, something like that. Again, you have six other terms. And these groups, so Wn, you know what they are. So the co-kernel from Kn to Kqn. So the W prime n has so-called the COVID groups, so the kernel from Kqn to Kn. And small kn is a state cohomology, zero state cohomology of Z2 acting on kn. And k prime you may wonder why I don't put split somewhere. Okay, because I prove periodicity with split groups. Okay, but in fact, I'm interested in negative KQ groups. And for negative KQ groups, you can forget about this distinction between split, orthogonal group, maximum orthogonal group, and mean orthogonal group. Okay, so you just have one Hermitian K-theory for negative indices. Okay, so you have such an exact sequence, and this exact sequence enables you to compute exactly what's happening for negative degrees. For example, so let us assume that A is regular noetherian. Then the negative K groups are zero. This is due to Bass. And of course, Kn and K prime n are also zero. Okay? And therefore, this exact sequence becomes very easy. Okay? You get a map. For example, if you start with W0, epsilon, and you take the bot map, W prime 2 minus 2 minus 1, minus epsilon of A. And the next term, you see if you look at the sequence, is K prime minus 1, which is 0. Okay. And here you get a small group, which is a K1, W0, n plus 2 equals 0, n plus 2 equals 0, so you get a small K1 group. Okay. But you can check this is 0, okay? So in other words, what you get is that W0 epsilon is isomorphic to W, so W prime the same as W, isomorphic to W4 epsilon, and so on. So in other words, minus 4, sorry, yes. 0. Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah, 0 anyway, yes. So there's no contradiction. Okay. So you see that the stabilized V group coincides with usual V group, if A is regular noetherian. Okay? If you look carefully, I've not used the fact that 2 is invertible, okay? Because I'm working with split groups, and I know Bott periodicity for split groups. Okay? So this is even, so for example, what is this stable V group of F2, so G over 2. Now, if you look, it's a little bit more tricky to look at W1 or W minus 1. Then you get W minus 3. So, well, okay, W1, W minus, W minus 1. Then you have a kernel, it's not 0 in general, so you get a small K0 group. And according to Ambostel, that's exactly Balmer-Witt group. Okay, we get zero here, and so what we get is that the co-kernel of K0 of A is W1 Balmer of A. So that's more or less number two here. For number three, number one is obvious, because if you tensor by Z1 half, then all these groups disappear. There are two torsion groups, okay? So if you tensor by Z1 half, then Wn is homomorphic Wn minus 2. So you see the subtility is just in the two torsion. Okay, so if you kill the two torsion, then you come back to usual Witt group. Okay. Okay, so I have left for the end this thing related with Fabian. The Fabian is not here anymore. So, but maybe I shall explain that. Okay. So what is the relation between Kn minor Witt of a field and Kqn or Vn? Okay, so as I said just at the beginning, that K1 minor Witt is just V of N. Okay. Now you want to do something more. You want to have K2 minor Witt, K3 minor Witt, and so on. Okay. So for this, a key point is to define a cup product so when I write V of something is always V1 of something. I just take usual quadratic forms. I don't take skew symmetric forms. And when I want to emphasize minus 1, then I put minus 1. So I want to define a cup product like this. It's not at all obvious. And let me just give a sketch, the proof of that. So KQ2 minus 1 of F is just H2, the Lambert-Martin homology of SPF with Z coefficients. Okay. So in other words, you have two elements like this, and you want an element in the second homology. Okay. It looks difficult. Okay. But the idea is to use, I think it's familiar to Jens Ambostel, is to use the localization theorem in Hermitian K-theory. Yes, have you defined such a product? I forgot.
No.
I thought it was in, it was not in your thesis, no. We did not work on it, yeah. So, okay. I'm very careful to quote people when they've worked on that. Okay, so let me try to explain this. So what is the localization sequence? This is in fact a theorem. If you take V epsilon of the ring of Laurent polynomials, that is isomorphic to V epsilon of A plus KQ epsilon of A. So assume here that A is regular noetherian. In fact, I'm going to define a cap product like this for any ring, which is regular noetherian. So it's more general than a field. Just change F in A. Okay. So this is proved in one of my papers, Annales scientifiques de l'ENS, long time ago, page 137. If you want to look at the reference. You just miss what the connection with your work, so I'm trying to make it. So what I want to define this cap product, okay? Carefully. Have you done it? Or no. Okay. So let me define it. No, for me it's not trivial. No, I don't think it's trivial. So let me sketch a proof. No, Coulomb did not use Hermitian K-theory. So I'm surprised. Well, maybe it's proof somewhere, but I've not seen a reference. Okay. I thought that Jens have done it, but he has not done it. Okay. So so this theorem is proved in one of my papers. And in fact, it includes a classical Bass theorem. What's called fundamental Bass theorem. In the following way, if you take A equal B cross the opposite ring, okay, then what you get is K1, V in that case is K1, and what you get is K1 of B on the left hand side plus K0 of B, which is exactly the same thing as here. Okay, so this is a generalization of the fact that K1 of B plus K0 of B is K1 of B of X, X inverse. I'm taking here trivial evolution, because there is no one. You can work in schemes as well, okay? So that's one fact. But you can prove, let's see, so maybe I should, yeah. Now there is a second localization which is a consequence of this one. So maybe I should write down the things in another way. In fact, this is true in the level of spectra as well. And so you can take homotopy fibers of the vertical map, which is defined by the discriminant. And what you get by taking homotopy fibers is a kind of dual theorem, which says that KQ2 epsilon of A of X, X inverse is isomorphic canonically to V, to KQ2 of A, of course, which is a direct factor, plus V minus epsilon of A. Now the trick is the following. You embed, you can view the manifestation of A as a non-trivial factor in KQ2 of A of XC inverse. Okay, so in other words, V of A, so let's drop the index, can be thought as a subgroup of KQ2 minus 1 of A of XX inverse. Which is a non-trivial statement. But now you take the product, so V of A cross V of A goes to the product of two elements in KQ2 minus 1. So you get something in KQ4 1 of A of X T X inverse T inverse. So you're taking the 4 homotopy group. So it looks terrible. Okay. But in fact, you can compute it using the previous statement. And what you find is a sum. I mean, you just use the previous results. And this is just the sum of 4 groups, which is KQ4 of A plus V2 minus 1 of A twice plus precisely KQ2 minus 1. So these are more or less trivial factors, if you want. So if you want to do the things carefully, you have, I guess, in Fabien's terminology, you should took GM, smash GM, okay, in some sense. And you are trying to compute KQ4 of GM smash GM. And what's the result is that you get something which contains as a direct factor this symplectic K-theory. Okay? And so if you take this composition, then you get the right cup product. Okay? And it coincides with topological K-theory, if you look at carefully what's happening to K-theory. So you get this cup product. And therefore you get a map from K2 minor bit of F to KQ2 minus 1 of F. Okay. But exactly the same way, you have a map from K3 minor bit of F going to V2 minus 1. Because okay. You take 3 copies of V. And you get a map from K4 minor bit in KQ4 1 of F. Okay. And so on. So what's happening is that if you take the direct sum of all the KQ even, well, you take KQ even, one, to be more precise, KQ minus 1 to the N, KQ to N, you take the direct sum of this plus the direct sum of V 2n plus 1 with minus 1 index and minus 1 of A. That's a graded ring for any commutative ring, okay, which is regular noterium. Okay, and in the case of a field, then you get a map. So if you call this ring, KQ minor bit, maybe. And so you get a map from K. What do you call bigraded version? Yes. Yeah, but you have periodicity. You have PQ and P plus 1, Q plus 1, which are the same, no? Well, okay, so something like that. Yeah. So this periodicity, I think it's hidden there somehow, you see? And this was, I think, is linked with Jens' work, okay, in some sense. Okay, so I think Jens proved some kind of eight periodicity, and it is probably linked with this, okay? So anyway, what I'm saying there is, if I put this as a definition, then there is a map from Kn minor bit of a field to KQN, min of it of F, when I define KQN min of it as a direct sum of these groups. Okay, that's what comes out of the picture. Alors, for negative N, yeah. Well, for negative N, yeah, you are probably right, because, let me think a little bit. Yes, in the negative case, you see, remember that Vn is equal to an exact sequence. So for negative N, there is no difference between Vn and KQn, because these groups are zero. Okay. So if you are taking negative indices, the V becomes KQ. And then you get a better formula for, yeah, exactly. Okay. But this is true for all N belonging to Z. Okay. N is belonging to Z here. Okay. Yes, yes, exactly, because what you get, in negative degrees, then the Grothendieck Wied group, not quite, Wied group, yes, you get the Wied group, not the Grothendieck Wied. Yeah. Yes, of course, KQn for negative n is a Wied group, okay, so you, yeah, exactly. For minus one, it's a little bit more tricky. KQ minus one is not W1. It's a little bit more tricky. It's a Balmer group. What I'm saying is that one has to be careful for N odd. For N odd, you don't get the Wied group. For N even, you get the Wied group. So for N odd, you get something, this Balmer Wied group. Okay. So there is this is what I explained before. So the stabilized Wied group, here the stabilized Wied group is also KQn. So let's see. Yeah, eta belongs to KQ minus one. I think that eta belongs to KQ minus one of F. And you extend by cup product, yes. But what I want to say is that I guess that KN min of it of a field is the stabilized Wied group if N is negative. KN min of it. Yeah, but WN is the same. I mean, they are periodic. Okay. Ah, you mean WN is isomorphic to WN plus 2 in your theory? No. No, what I'm... So let's see. So what is K0? So K0 minor Wied is a Wied is W of F. We agree with that? Yes? Grothendieck Wied. Okay. Yes. So this formula is not correct. You have to put N negative. Yeah. So this is, okay. And what is K1? K minus 1 minor Wied? So you find W of F, is what you are saying? No, they don't coincide then. So this is false.